Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock and for the next 60 minutes, your money, how to earn it, manage it and make it work for you. Now, in a fast-changing world, keeping your finances on track can feel daunting. But that's exactly why we are here tonight. We're going to break it all down with clear advice, practical strategies and real-world insights to help you take control of your financial journey. I promise, no frills, no confusion. Using jargon, just the guidance you need to make confident, informed decisions. So first, the day in a snapshot, the JSE a bit higher today, the Rand trading in a range 1809 to 1817 to the dollar, bullion is down marginally and Bitcoin is up. And coming up on the program, why millions of drivers remain uninsured despite the risks, the ways employers must adapt to win the talent race, the single discretionary allowance decoded, what it means for your finances. Black Friday 2024, was it a record-breaking shopping frenzy or just another day of deals? And Tiger Brands reporting a 4% increase in full-year earnings. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, Black Friday this year delivering another day of exciting deals and shopping activity, transaction volumes slightly surpassing 2023 levels. And I don't need to tell you, it was a day of online shopping frenzy. There were last minute deal grabs and also an uptick in year on year trends. So let's try and break down the 24-hour shopping snapshot. And I'm joined now by Solly Bellingen, who is head of marketing and acting head of cash services at Bankserve Africa. Solly, a very warm welcome to you. So obviously, Black Friday has become a major shopping event in South Africa, in fact, the world over. How do we compare to last year in terms of volume and activity?
Hi, Jeremy. Hi to you and everybody listening. In comparison, what we found in our data at Banks of Africa, where we process interbank transactions, so I need to say that these are interbank transactions where funds flow between different banks, but we obviously see quite a large volume of transactions. And the trend that we see year on year is that there definitely was a slight uptick year on year from a transactional perspective. If you look at the volumes, our volumes had an uptick year on year that was slightly more than the previous year. So if I can just give you the percentage, the percentage was a 10% increase. So that's quite a good number if you look at year on year increase, but the value only increased by about 2%. So we saw a slightly lesser item value of probably about 40 rand per item less than the previous year. So it just shows that people have had spent more, did more transactions, but they necessarily didn't spend that much more than the previous year. It still does show at least that there's definitely some evidence of consumer optimism. Last year we didn't have such a great year if we had to compare it to the previous year. So compared to last year, there was an uptick this year. It also definitely showed that there is still frenzy on Black Friday. The increase from one day to the next, if you just look at Thursday and the day thereafter, that was quite big. So you can still see that, and you can still see some activity just after midnight and just before midnight. So I think in general, what we can see is Black Friday definitely is still a thing in South Africa and will continue to be so. But it probably has subdued slightly in recent years. But that could probably be also related to the economic environment.
Solly, let's talk a little bit about consumer behavior. And you mentioned midnight. Yes. I mean, who goes shopping at midnight? But who am I to judge? But the data shows a slow midnight start, but there a real surge from early morning. So in terms of time spent shopping, what discernible trends did you notice?
This year was actually quite interesting. So what we saw is the trend showed that the highest shopping was at about lunchtime, the hour between 1 and 2 on the Friday. Definitely, like I said, just after midnight, it does pick up, definitely better than the previous day. But absolutely, it was quite spread out this year throughout the day. So there was an uptick from from the morning up to around 1 to 2 and then it started dropping again. Last year was interesting. We saw the frenzy pick up late in the day around 4 to 5. So this year it was spread out more. And then obviously from a behavior perspective, there's some interesting stats and interesting items that we always see and we like reporting on. The reason why I'm saying is it is still a thing because there was one card in our data that had 197 swipes on the day. So somebody actually did 197 transactions on Black Friday. So that person was definitely deal shopping. We even had one card spending a total of 6.6 million rand. Jeremy, that's not neither you nor I, I'm sure. And that was over 22 different transactions. And then one particular transaction at a car rental company of 580,000 rand. So definitely, the data shows that there was definitely some frenzy and some activity that shows that that Black Friday is not going away in South Africa.
Yeah, certainly not my spending habit, Solly, but you've now reminded me to go and check Mrs. Mags's card activity on that day. Yes. I'm interested to ask you, I know that you monitor bank-on-bank transactions, but are you able to mine down at all to give us a sense beyond, the car rental company and that kind of thing, as to where specifically people were spending your money, or does your data not encompass that?
We do to a degree, Jeremy. So transactions are visible. When a card gets swiped, there is an indication of which industry that merchant is where the card was used at a very high level. And the interesting thing is, if you look at it, the large numbers were still processed at large retailers, where 1.5 million transactions were processed at large retailers. Now we must also remember that a large retailer sells almost anything these days, from groceries to TVs and furniture and whatever it may be, and then service stations also picked up. But we have to remember that Black Friday was the last day of the month, so on the last day of the month, there's some normal shopping that continues, and we could obviously not go and split out and see exactly what was due to Black Friday, but the data literally shows that large retailers, service stations, and family clothing stores were the biggest categories where they were spent. Mm. So the luxury goods, etc., still did not feature. And like I mentioned earlier, I think it's probably also an indication of the deals that were sought after that were deals of what people still require in their normal day-to-day living in the current economic environment.
And let me just ask you one final question. As we have this conversation, we are 20 days away from Christmas. So an event like Black Friday and the data that you've collected, does this have any impact, do you think, on the lead up to the festive season? Because, we go from one big shopping splurge straight into another one, which is a little bit more elongated.
Mm. Absolutely, and it does not negate the data that we see and the behavior that we see over the festive season. As we get closer to the Christmas period, we definitely see the increase in the usage of card transactions as well as cash and the demand for cash over that period as well. And we definitely see that behavior. So I don't think it takes a lot away from the Christmas shopping spree. And we actually publish data like that as well. So if you have a look at our social media pages, etc., and we also do some press releases when we have data available after the Christmas spend, where we actually also compare that to previous years. So we look forward to sharing some of that data with you. Normally, what we've seen since Black Friday, and I think this is the 10th year of Black Friday, Black Friday is not taking over the Christmas spend. I think it only just contributes.
Well, I look forward to that conversation once you've gathered the new data. Solly Bellingen, Head of Marketing, Acting Head of Cash Services at Banks of Africa. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.